from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. World powers have reached a deal with Iran that will limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for eased economic sanctions, ending more than a decade of difficult negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who spearheaded recent efforts by the P5+1 countries to broker an accord, told a packed news conference in Vienna on Tuesday,
"The agreement we've reached, fully implemented, will bring insight and accountability to Iran's nuclear program, not for a small number of years, but for the lifetime of that program. This is the good deal that we have sought."
The deal will limit Iran's potential development of nuclear weapons while allowing the country to maintain a civilian atomic program, dramatically scaling back the number of Tehran's advanced centrifuges by 2/3, according to senior U.S. administration officials. The Greek government is fighting to win the support of its coalition partners for sweeping financial reforms that must be approved by Parliament to secure a bailout from international creditors. The Syriza party of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and its coalition allies held separate meetings to finalize a measure Tuesday. The deal includes tax increases, pension reforms, and tighter supervision of the government's finances, the very measures rejected in the referendum days ago. European leaders announced a tentative agreement Monday to provide Greece with another bailout worth nearly $95 billion and ensure the country remains in the 19-nation Eurozone group. The draft bill is expected to be submitted to Parliament Tuesday. This is VOA News. President Muhammadu Buhari sacked Nigeria's much-criticized military leadership on Monday and appointed his own officers. Chris Stein reports from VOA's regional bureau in Dakar.
The shakeup came nearly 7 weeks after President Buhari's May inauguration, amid a rising tide of violence by the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. The military has long been seen as ineffective at stopping the group. Boko Haram managed to overrun a chunk of Nigeria the size of Belgium before losing much of that territory earlier this year in an offensive by soldiers from Nigeria and its neighbors, along with foreign mercenaries. But since Mr. Buhari took office, the terrorist group has resumed attacks in force. Deadly bombings and shootings are reported almost daily across Nigeria's north. The new leadership will also be responsible for guiding Nigeria's role in a five-nation task force that is expected to deploy at the end of the month. Its target, Boko Haram. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
Iraq's army and allied paramilitaries attacked Islamic State group positions Tuesday around Ramadi in the latest push to recapture the Anbar capital from the jihadists, commander said. The Iraqi army and the Hashed al-Sha'abi are pounding IS positions with rockets, mortars, east and west and south of Ramadi. Iraqi authorities announced a major offensive to liberate Anbar on Monday, hours after the U.S.-led coalition launched 29 airstrikes near Ramadi. The United Nations is calling for the immediate cessation of attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, condemning the wounding or killing of more than 100 civilians in the past 2 days. UN envoy to Kabul, Nicholas Haysom, said, "The cold statistics of civilian casualties do not adequately capture the horror these bombs cause, the torn bodies of children, wives and daughters, sons and fathers. These are the real consequences of those acts of terror." An unmanned U.S. space probe is to become the first to explore the distant dwarf planet of Pluto Tuesday. The New Horizons space probe was to pass 12,500 kilometers from Pluto, taking pictures and collecting data. The rendezvous caps a 9-year, 5-billion-kilometer journey across the solar system to Pluto, which was demoted from a full-fledged planet to a dwarf planet in 2006. A widely revered Tibetan monk, one of China's most prominent political prisoners, has died 13 years into a jail sentence his supporters say was politically motivated. Tenzin Delek Rinpoche's family was informed he died Sunday in a prison near Chengdu in Sichuan province, according to Students for a Free Tibet. Chinese police also confirmed the death of the 65-year-old monk. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.